15 is an action item also. Designation of TPWD representative and representative of recreational interests in the Long Beach River Basin to the steering committee of the Edwards Aquifer Recovery Implementation Program.
Cool
there.
For the record, I'm Dr. Larry McCam, Director of Coastal Fisheries. Appreciate the opportunity to visit with you today on this item. The 80th legislature in Senate Bill 3 required that the Edwards Aquifer Authority, in conjunction with a number of other organizations, including Texas Parks and Wildlife, develop what's called a Recovery Implementation Program, or RIP, as it's called short, for the Edwards Aquifer. The RIP, R-I-P, is a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service tool used to address endangered species recovery through a collaborative process that can also involve federal funding. And the two incentives to participate in that program are that. One is that the development of the recovery program, if it's done through these organizations, it helps keep the federal regulations to a minimum, if possible. And, of course, if they're successful in developing a plan, it does bring the prospect of federal funding, and it can be significant in some perspectives. One of your obligations in this legislative mandate is to approve two members of a 21-person steering committee that has to be appointed by September 30th of this year. Those two members are, one is a representative from the agency, and a second is a representative of a recreational interest in the Guadalupe River Basin. I don't think I need to tell you probably the issues associated with the Edwards Aquifer and that whole area are very complicated, some of the most complex and difficult the natural resource management issues that we have to deal with. The Edwards Aquifer, of course, remains essentially the sole source of water for the city of San Antonio. There are endangered species associated practically with every aspect of it. All of the major hill country rivers feed or are passed over the Edwards, and of course, there are direct impacts to the basin estuaries as well. All of Texas' largest springs have their origins in the Edwards Aquifer, and practically every one of those springs also has an endangered species associated with it. Under normal conditions, the aquifer provides about 30% of the flows to the Guadalupe River, and during drought times, up to 70% of those flows as well. Of course, the river basin itself has a number of endangered species associated with it, as well as, for example, the cables and map turtle that is shown here. The river is a primary source of freshwater inflows to San Antonio Bay, and yes, there's endangered species associated with that as well, the hooping crane. And certainly is a very productive area from the fishery standpoint as well. Recreational activities associated with the Edwards Aquifer and Guadalupe River are certainly significant, probably most significant of any of our recreational aspects dealing with rivers, as shown here by some examples. I think if you look on the far right there, I think it's one of our Commissioner Montgomery, who's balanced somewhat precariously on the bow of that canoe, but it didn't turn over. We appreciate that. But on the briefing that you heard yesterday morning, the briefing you heard on the activities yesterday morning, many of those activities occur within the Guadalupe Basin. So it's very important that our representatives be able to work effectively with very diverse groups. And so staff has two recommendations for your consideration. The first, the agency representative is Cindy Leffer. Cindy's here, if you'll stand up. Many of you know Cindy. Those of you who don't will get to know Cindy. She has been our point person for water for a number of years and well-respected throughout the community on both sides of those issues. She does a wonderful job for us and certainly will here as well, no exception. Our recommendation for the recreational representative was a little bit more difficult in that we had a number of very well-qualified people step forward and offer their services, which we greatly appreciate. However, the charge was rather straightforward for us as a recommendation. Mr. Tim Cook, Tim is here. Can you stand up? He'll certainly be available to talk with you. Tim, just to give you a little bit of background, he is the State Conservation Director for the Bass Anglers Sportsman Society of America, BASS. This year, he won the Conservation Director of the Year, a national award for his work there. He's worked with us on a number of projects. For example, he is on our Inland Fisheries Advisory Committee. And significantly in this relationship, he was a key member of the working group on Lake Condo to help us deal with the hydrilla problem. You know, that was a very contentious, had a lot of diverse interests there, but he was a key point person in helping bring all those folks together, which we greatly appreciate. So with that, Mr. Chairman and members, Pending your questions and comments from the public, we would like to recommend you consider these two individuals and the motion as is stated here.
Any questions from the commission? Yes, Mark.
This is not directly related to this, but it's just a curiosity question for me. With all the rainfall in the San Antonio area, and as we were forwarded photographs of Government Canyon that's pretty much underwater, what is the level of the Edwards Aquifer?
Well, I don't know. I can find out. It's about as high as it can be. It's holding all the water that it can.
Can it completely fill up?
Yes.
Pretty extending. I'm going to ask you these.
As I said, she's the one to actually know these things.
For the record, my name is Cindy Leffler. I understand that the Edwards Aquifer reached, I believe, the second highest level ever recorded. I think the highest was in 1994, back in July, this summer. As far as can the aquifer completely fill up, the springs are the natural outlet for the aquifer. So, you know, when
it's a dynamic process.
Right. So, I wouldn't say the aquifer really completely fills up, or when it does get full, you know, the springs flow more. So.
But it's a great thing to have that drought situation relief.
Yes, it takes a lot of pressure off of us and makes our job a little easier, but we still have to deal with it. Thanks.
Any other questions or comments? Of course, Larry, I want to thank you, but also Cindy and Tim Cook. I appreciate you all doing this because I know it adds to the workload, but I think it's very important, of course, required by the Senate bill that we have representation there, and both from the agency and from recreational interests. So I want to thank Cindy and Tim for taking this on. Thank you very much. Do we have a motion? Okay. Tim Friedkin, and seconded by Brown. All in favor?
Aye.
Great, thanks.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you.